The time is 11:15. Harry and for Russ on The Late Show. Time for a Wednesday evening treat. It's time to take a virtual trip around the world with our globe-trotting guru, the independent travel writer, Mr. Andy Mossack. Over the many years he's been with us, he's braved desert conditions and Arctic regions, he's rubbed shoulders with rock stars and world leaders, and has been to jungle camps and millionaires' yachts. Yet, this is a rather special trip. So, despite this not being a quiz, I still have to ask, where are you, Andy Mossack?
Good evening, Harry. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you, sir?
What a pleasure. We haven't spoken before, but, you know, welcome to the gang, eh? Welcome to all the crazy stuff.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be here, Andy, and what a treat to talk to you. But we're not quizzing tonight, are we?
Well, no, because it's a little bit of a special trip I did yesterday. And Monday, actually, because, you know, as a professional travel writer, most of the time I'm exploring sort of the candy floss world of holidays and hotels and glossy travel and stuff, you know, but once in a while I stumble across something that means so much more. And that's exactly what happened to me this week. What a privilege. It's called the Yorkshire Trench in Flanders in Belgium. And it's, as you know, it's obviously the World War One battlefield. And what a privilege. I attended a ceremony that was for the opening, the official opening of what is the Yorkshire Trench. And it's called that. It's amazing, really. And it's so significant in our history. And it was opening a window on the past for me. So I was so knocked out that I had an opportunity to go along there, particularly because of the Yorkshire connection. So I bet you're asking, you know, what on earth is a Yorkshire Trench doing in Flanders, right?
Yes, and this is in Ypres, right?
In Ypres, yeah, exactly that, yeah. So it was right on the Western Front line, right on the battlefield in 1915. And it was named, this trench was named after the soldiers from Leeds, Sheffield, Huddersfield and Halifax, who made up the British 49th Division. And I didn't know, but the Western Front actually was nearly 500 miles long, you know. Yeah. It ran from the English Channel right to the Swiss border. It was amazing. And they had a trench network all the way along. And here in the Flanders region around Ypres and Passchendaele, it really did see some of the fiercest battles of the war. So, amazingly, this particular trench, it was laying undiscovered for years and years and years, and just happened to be discovered by a farmer, a local farmer in 1992, and he was just readying some of his land for the construction of a bit of an industrial area there. So you can imagine the fields all over there are just absolutely full of all kinds of artifacts, from the, you know, ammunition to machinery to all kinds of things. And so he sort of stumbled onto this hole in the ground. So he got these local amateur team of archaeologists in, called the Diggers, actually. They're quite well known around Flanders. They're a local amateur archaeology team. And they're called the Diggers, and they're led by this guy.
It's a cool name, isn't it?
I know, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, it took him a long time to think that one up, I think. But this guy, Patrick van Wanzel, he's such a nice guy. I met him there. And they came and did some excavating work and discovered this trench network and tunnels perfectly preserved in water for over 100 years.
Gosh.
So they managed to sort of restore 70 meters of it over a four-year period. But as it dried out, it got exposed to oxygen and things, and all the wooden boards and the sandbags, and they all started to decay. And they needed some serious investment to save it. So, cue John Morrison, a proper Yorkshireman, no less, and a former soldier. He took up the mantle and he raised funds through donations and doing running himself and crowdfunding, and he raised €17,000.
Wow.
and then some, plus some extra money from grants and other projects, he managed to get enough money, 50,000 euros, to start renovating it. And this week's opening ceremony is the kind of first phase of a much bigger project to make this whole trench strong enough to last a test of time. So, and it's the only British trench system in Ypres still in its original position. So it's right on the front line. Amazing.
And yeah. I've it must have been very emotional, actually, the ceremony yesterday, because I remember going on a school trip when I was maybe 12 or 13. I think lots of British school children do it. And it really brought home to me, you know, the reality of the situation that those soldiers faced. So it must have been an emotional one.
Yeah, it was. And you know what was nice? They got this guy called Dave Chisholm. He's quite a well-known cartoonist, a British cartoonist. He does stuff for the Sunday Times and the Telegraph. And he just happened to be away over on holiday. And they sort of – he heard about this. And they got him in the end to do some work creating these panoramic drawings he's done, detailed panoramic drawings of the trench system in a cartoon way. And he wants to do that for children. So they're bringing all these school kids along to show them what life was like, you know, through his drawings, which are beautiful. And they unveiled two of his drawings that he did. And they look lovely. And these school kids were, like, really interested in the whole thing. So it's kind of opened it up for future generations, which is nice. But Harry, I'll tell you something. You would never believe that this place was hell on earth. I mean, I don't know if when you went there, the countryside is stunning, you know. Ypres is like a beautiful medieval town with battlements all the way around, you know, with a river. And it just looks beautiful. And you just cannot believe that this place was like a moonscape during the war, you know. I was amazed about it. It was just incredible. I was quite emotional. And you know, in Ypres, every single night of the year at 8 o'clock, they do a last post ceremony.
Do they?
Yeah, on the Menin Gate archway. It's, come hell or high water, they do it every night. And there were some old soldiers there turned up on Monday night when I was there. And it was quite emotional. So this whole thing has been really quite an experience for me and old hack.
I love the fact that the Yorkshire Trench has been restored by a Yorkshireman Yorkshire folk who've crowdfunded this renovation. What a tribute,
eh? And it's great. And there was some press there from Yorkshire, which was nice too, to see them supporting this whole thing. And, you know, what a nice thing to do, eh, for Yorkshire and the regiments. Some of these guys are so proud, you know, of upholding the sort of military, you know, the whole flying the flag sort of thing. So I think it's a wonderful thing. And got there by train, you know. I just literally went on the Eurostar, took 90 minutes from London to France. That's all. That's quite extraordinary, isn't it?
Well, I think everyone should do it. Everyone should go and see some of these sites where so many lives were lost and breathe in the reality of it.
I must say, though, the museums here are fabulous. There's a in Flanders Field Museum and the National Museum of Passchendaele. They're really quite wonderful to go to. You have a good walk around. They bring everything to life. And personally, I mean, I didn't even understand how the First World War really started. It was all a bit of a mystery to me. But now I've been there and seen it all, I quite understand it. So it is good. And I think it's a lovely place to go, believe it or not, for a weekend break, I think.
Absolutely.
Easy to get to. I think it should be supported, because you should go and see the Yorkshire boys. Do it for them, eh?
Yeah, totally. Well, Andy, thanks so much for joining us and sharing this story, which I would not
My
have known
pleasure.
About, were it not for you. The
Thank
World
you.
War One Yorkshire Trench in, well, they used to call it Wipers, didn't they?
Wipers. Yeah. And do you know what's funny is the Flemish word for Ypres is leper.
Is it? goodness me.
Couldn't make it up, could you?
No, you certainly couldn't. Andy, as always, it's been an absolute treat. That is the independent travel writer, Andy Mossack. He's visited the World War One Yorkshire Trench in Ypres, or Wipers, which is what it was called by the Englishman that couldn't pronounce it back during the First World War. Named after the various regiments who manned it between 1915 to 1916, it was abandoned for over a century until some Yorkshire folk crowdfunded a renovation. They got it restored, and Andy was at the reopening ceremony yesterday.